This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Monday, friends. Welcome to What's on Your Mind, the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. Thank you so very much. We appreciate you a great deal. We're glad to have you on the program. And we want to let you know we'd love to hear from you. Simple as a phone call, 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. 258-0550. How about I say it now, and then I won't have to say it anymore during the program, because you'll have it in your speed dial by then. 258-0550. Okay? So we wait on the world to change right here. You can text Todd or me. I'm at 701-367-2054. 701-367-2054. 701-367-2054. Or Todd at 701-226-8503. Email always welcome. Studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. Love your mail. Snail mail. 3500 East Rosser, Bismarck. How about those UND planes? My God, Todd, did you ever put a picture of yours up online?
Of what? I'm sorry.
Of the little UND planes we got?
I didn't get one. You got one.
Oh, usually when the swag comes in, it's both Todd and I.
This one was that was mine. You.
You probably didn't have enough of
an UND
connection.
Talking about? No, that's something you got.
Yeah.
I'm not, you know, that. Now we know who Tom Billing is here, in case we didn't already know. Nobody's going to Norway with Todd Mitchell. It's going to Scott Hennin. Nobody's going to Washington, D.C. or New York City with Todd Mitchell. It's Scott Hennin.
Yeah.
Nobody's. I ain't got no mattress topper. That would be Scott Hennin. I can put my pet pillow on my bed, and I guess I still have one in that way, but that's kind of cheating.
You could, like, lie in your bed with pillows, and that'd be the same as a... You're wonderful.
That'd feel kind of weird, wouldn't it?
We love... you're very kind. You're very sweet, and we appreciate you. 3500 East Rosser, Bismarck, or for a few more weeks, 3301 University Drive, South Fargo. We're moving, actually.
Todd, yeah, I was going to say, when's the big move?
Sometime over the next couple of weeks here.
So it wasn't your mind from your vehicle driving over to the new place there? And
probably. Yeah, we'll probably have to do something like that. Yeah.
But kind of funny.
Yeah. Exactly right. So it should be a good time. Okay, a couple things I want to get to. We have later on the program Clint Romachet. He is, of course, a Medal of Honor recipient. Abraham Lincoln signed into law in 1861 this honor bestowed upon... Are you ready for this? Fewer than 3,600 Americans since 1861. Clint Romachet, Medal of Honor recipient with North Dakota connections, is one of them. Netflix started a new Medal of Honor series called their original docuseries, and he's in it. Pretty cool. Also, bottom of this hour, we're going to talk with Chet Pollard, the newly elected House Majority Leader in North Dakota. Look back a little bit because there's some a little bit of a controversy over the election, and there was a three-way race: Dan Ruby, Mike Nathy, and Chet Pollard. And I ran into a bunch of legislators this weekend who were really ticked off about it and how it was handled, and you know, some things that were done and some things that were said, and so it sounds like a little bit of healing necessary there, and a little bit of a storm to quiet. We'll address that, but then we'll look forward there a little bit as well and into the next session. Also, one other news note today. Governor Doug Burgum is presenting the Theodore Roosevelt Rough Rider Award, the 44th recipient of the award, former U.S. Secret Service agent and author Clint Hill. And that's happening November 19th in Washburn, North Dakota. Isn't that something? I believe Clint's a Concordia grad, if I'm not mistaken, as well. He has a great story. I mean, it really does. It's a pretty amazing story that to be there the day John F. Kennedy was assassinated and be his lead Secret Service, protected. He was in charge. What do they call it? Agent in charge or something? But this is neat. So anyway, the public is invited to attend. That'll happen at 1 o'clock at the Lewis and Clark Interpretive Center in Washburn. That's at 83 and State Highway 200, and then a little reception after. Those are really neat. If you've never had a chance to see a Rough Rider Award ceremony, they're amazing. They are absolutely amazing. I can't remember. Tom Clifford's, I remember very well, former president of the UND. Bill Marseille, my old boss at Forum Communications, a good, good man. I remember his. Ron Offutt was another. Doug Burgum's, actually, was at Doug Burgum's at Microsoft, which was a fun one, too. A total surprise. He didn't know it was coming. Thought he was coming there for a meeting. It was the most recent one. It was the first one of the governors. I think. I can't remember. Eugene Dole. Yeah. But I don't remember when that was. If that was Governor Dalrymple or Governor Burgum. But anyway, it's a neat deal. Really, really a lot of fun. So wanted to tell you that. Besides those guests and the topics on the program today, we're also going to ask you to answer a question. And I want you to think about this. I don't want you to sort of just to give the knee-jerk, I like Donald Trump, so I'm going to answer this way answer. But really, really, you know, drill deep. And I've done the same thing. I've said, okay, now how am I answering this? Am I answering it just because I like Donald Trump, I support Donald Trump, and, you know, somebody else in the media is asking this, or do I really believe it? So here's the question. Is fake news the enemy of the people? Is fake news the enemy of the people? Donald Trump said that in a tweet. I forget when it was, but it's been driving the media reporter types bonkers ever since. All right? How can you call the press the enemy of the people? Let's go read the tweet. Where does it say the press are the enemy of the people? Doesn't say that. As usual, you're wrong. This is why, so, you know, the president himself in this interview, we're going to play up the entire exchange. 5 minutes out of a 20-some minute interview was devoted to this back and forth between President Trump and Chris Wallace. And whether or not fake news was the enemy of the people. And I've told you this before related to my opinion. Fake news isn't necessarily, hey, Scott Hinnon is handsome, when you know that's wrong, right? You're putting in some ridiculous assertion.
That is just dishonest reporting.
Right, yeah. You know that's wrong. Fake news also is what you omit. What you don't say, what you don't do. And I happen to believe, for instance, on the economy, prime example, the media will not cover the economic statistics, the facts, the actual numbers of, in this case, a Republican Trump administration, but it's any Republican administration, in comparison to how they take the same statistics and report them during the Obama administration. In other words, if the growth went from 1.6 to 1.8, growth is booming under Obama, okay? And he averaged 1.8 his entire 8 years of economic growth, 1.8%, okay? Donald Trump, already over 4. And that was historic. Why are on fire? And you know, whatever. That's omission. The president gives an example, you'll hear later, about France and the ceremony that he was supposed to attend and why he didn't attend and what they reported versus what was the truth. So, and here, the reason I'm bringing this up is because with every fiber of my being, do I use that too often, Kevin, Todd?
Oh, you're good.
If I do, I apologize.
Fiber's always good for your diet anyway. So
I mean it. Yeah. So with every fiber of my being, as I look at a piece of birthday cake next to me, and with every fiber of my being.
Whose birthday is it?
Stacy Bossert.
Oh, there we go. Happy birthday, Stacy.
Sales and marketing team. Yeah. And Stacy is, she's wonderful. She's been with us a long, long time. And that is some good birthday cake. I'm glad she had birthday. Now, with every fiber of my being, I can't remember what I was going to say. Can you? With every fiber of my being, here's what I was going to say. If we are not able to break through the logjam of fake news, bust through the example I just gave you on the economy, we're going to win less elections. We, meaning conservatives, people who believe in limited government, less spending, tax relief, protecting unborn life. Yeah, the defenseless ones that the Democrats used to claim they're for, now they kill at will. Isn't that interesting? More coming up on What's on Your Mind.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Everybody knows that two minds are better than one. Precision Concrete Cutters and Ramjack North have joined forces to provide you with top-notch foundation repair solutions. To find out how, go to ramjacknorth.com. That's ramjacknorth.com.
Welcome to Soybean Minute, your source for timely soybean news.
I'm North Dakota Soybean Council Director Levi Taylor of Ypsilanti. With the combination of existing stressors in our industry right now, the pileup of stressors can leave farmers feeling powerless and frustrated. Dr. Sean Brotherson, NDSU Extension Family Specialist, explains that talking with others, taking time to assess options, and developing proactive steps to pursue are valuable in being able to regain a sense of control when facing challenges. Stress signals are warning signals, like the yellow light flashing on the dashboard, that indicates the need to slow down and focus on wellness. This is an important time to take care of oneself, family members, fellow farm workers, and neighbors. Reach out to talk about how you are feeling. Talk to your primary care doctor and local counselor to assess your physical and mental health. Call 211 for listening support, suicidal thoughts, mental health issues, crisis, and referral.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Hey, I'm Matt, the pizza guy from Pizza Corner Pizza. There's excitement in the air, and you're going to feel it next time you see your favorite Pizza Corner Pizza. Everything that has made Pizza Corner Pizza the finest anywhere will stay the same. The generous amounts of quality toppings, the tangy tomato sauce, all on an Italian-style bakery crust. But we're excited to present to you the new and fresh updated packaging that will reinforce Pizza Corner Pizza as the pride of North Dakota. Need a quick dinner or a football game snack? Consider a Pizza Corner Pizza. Fresh new look, same great taste. That's Pizza Corner Pizza.
Everybody knows that two minds are better than one. Precision Concrete Cutters and Ramjack North have joined forces to provide you with top-notch foundation repair solutions. To find out how, go to pccnd.com. That's pccnd.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Circuit to my pillow. Get the mattress topper to Todd pronto so he doesn't have to slip on all those pillows. Okay. Back
well,
to
the pets
else.
Get a little mad when I sleep on their pillow because, you know.
Taking the pet pillow. So you got the pet pillow. Exactly, man.
And they are absolutely territorial over that thing. So you know if four or five animals can be fighting over the same pillow and they all love it and want to keep each other off of it, it can't be that bad, right?
I guess so. So we're this weekend I received a text from a listener saying I want to buy a MyPillow mattress topper, but I want to make sure that you get credit. You know, and what do I have to do again to put that as code in? I am just beyond joyous when I get a text like that to say, isn't that awesome? There's our listeners on the weekend purchasing a product they heard about in our show and wanting to make sure that the sponsor knows they're listening to this show. God bless you folks. We love it. So this MyPillow mattress topper is really something I know because I sleep on one. You just go to the next level. You really do have comfort. And 30% off right now. 30% off when you use the promo code Scott, and then they give you two standard MyPillows absolutely free. So it's a good deal. 800-506-9028. Promo code Scott or MyPillow.com. Promo code Scott. Okay? All right. There you go. So back to the fake news discussion for a second here, and then pick up on some of your comments. We, in my mind, as God-fearing, freedom-loving, Constitution-revering conservatives, should view fake news as the enemy of the people. And again, that doesn't mean an individual reporter that we don't like as the enemy of the people. That's, you know, because that's like, you know, ISIS time or whatever, right? Or the media in general, because they have a role. They certainly do. Nobody says the media shouldn't be there. The point is, do your job. Be factual. Don't be a tool. And I think fake anything should be considered the enemy of the people. It's fraudulent. It's lying. How is that not an enemy compared to truth and light? And so that's how I honestly answer the question. I really do. And I'd like you to consider that, too. Later in the program, we're going to play this exchange between Chris Wallace and Donald Trump, and then you can weigh in and tell us what you think. Mark in Fargo, you're on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead.
Yeah, you know a fellow by the name of Charles Tuttle ran for House of Representatives, U.S. House?
I sure do. He sells some of the best hats on the planet Earth.
Well, he had two initiatives on the ballot that not many people know about. One was to keep illegal aliens from voting. The other one was for first responders to have free tags and special colored tags. Have you heard of those two initiatives?
Yeah, well, the first one on the you have to be a citizen to vote. I think there was a number of people involved in that. Gary Emanuel was one of them, but I think that was a smart move, and I'm glad it passed. As far as Measure 4, I didn't realize it was him. Although I remember we had someone that identified themselves as the sponsor of that was on the program, so he had some help. It sounds like.
That's Charles Tuttle. He's probably the most influential non-elected person in North Dakota politics because he does all these initiatives on his own. And those two are his idea. He got the petition signed himself. So, he's out there. He was the independent in the race, which he was actually the most conservative.
I would hesitate a little bit, Mark, to tell people that he was the reason those two ballot initiatives were on. He's done a lot of those in his years and gathered signatures, but there were many people involved, for sure in two and at least one other in four that I know of. So, but nonetheless,
has that been up before for vote?
No, it was this time around. Yeah, I mean, when number two was announced, Gary Emanuel was on to talk about, you know, why he was doing what he was doing. And number four, as I say, we had, do you remember the fellow's name, Todd? I don't remember the gentleman, Nate, I want to say. I can't remember. On number four that told us why he did what he did. But gathering the signatures is an important part of that. And certainly I remember Charles was doing some of that at the Trump event, for instance, when Donald Trump was there. So I'm not saying he's not doing it. I wouldn't say he is the guy. He is the reason they're on the ballot. I'd just be a little careful with that. But I like Charles Tuttle. I think he's, adds a lot to the conversation and the debate and deserves a seat at the table in the conservative cause. There's no doubt about that. Stephen, northeast of Rugby, you're next on What's on Your Mind.
I want to say a happy birthday to Stacy. I might send a card with $19 tomorrow. I'm a day late and a dollar short. And Scott, eat lots of oatmeal to stay regular.
Keep lots of oatmeal. Up. I like oatmeal, actually, but I don't eat it enough. But thank you, Stephen. I appreciate that very much.
$19 a day late, a dollar short. Stellar.
Oh, Norval was the guy's name I measure for?
Was it Norval Shimchenko?
N-O-R-V-A-L.
Oh, the one forget that name.
Shimchenko.
It's one of those names you kind of can't help but remember.
Texter says Clint Hill didn't do his job since Kennedy was killed, so why glorify him? You know, that is probably the most cynical thing I've heard in a long time. And that's saying something.
Lord knows I've tried.
Because we get a little bit of that. You think the guy doesn't feel bad that, in that case, you look back and say one agent can't make, there's a million reasons that happens. So
I would do the world a favor and don't pick it that day. I mean, at the event.
Wow. And if you go to one of his talks at HussFest or read his book, I mean, he brings so much knowledge. He's just a fascinating individual. He really is. And has done a lot of good. So please. Another texter, guys, now why is the Rough Rider Award being given to a Secret Service agent that failed in his job to protect President Kennedy? More than one person thinks this? Are you kidding me?
Well, one of the two individuals you should pretty much expect to have texted that in.
Sorry,
I don't know who the other one is. But.
Sorry, but when the press lies to us or gives us their biased opinion, then they are the enemy of the folks. I agree. Of the folks, too. I like that. You got a little Bill O'Reilly there. Yeah, exactly right. bit of news from CHI St. Alexius. Late Sunday, a Bismarck Air medical plane flying to Williston to assist the patient transport went down prior to arrival. Bismarck Air medical pilot and paramedic, along with a CHI St. Alexius health registered nurse, were on board. There were no survivors. Oh, is that sad? Per protocol, the National Transportation Safety Board and the Federal Aviation Administration will investigate the incident. Sad day for both of our organizations. We're grieving for the family.
My source says it went down 14,000 feet. It went down from each. Oh, man.
And the weather. I wonder if they allowed to go in different weather than regular planes are because they're on a medical emergency. I don't know, but that's a sad story. More coming up on What's On Your Mind. Don't go away.
To the program that asks a very important question. Every day, what's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
I've been to Norway. I want to go back to Norway. And when the family says, let's go to Norway, I say we're calling the pro, Carol Juven. How many times have you been to Norway?
174 times.
Holy buckets. And how many people along?
Approximately 49,000 total over the past 50 years.
50 plus years. What are you going to do next? Tell us about some of the trips you have on the docket.
First of all, we have the Norway Luxury Tour number one and number two. And they will be going, of course, in June and July both. And then we have the Best of Norway and the Hallingdal Tour. And, of course, we have a combination of land or cruise.
And we're going to do a trip, and it will be both. We're looking forward to that very much. There's no place on earth like Norway. If folks want to phone you up, what do they call you at?
1-800-343-0093. We don't just tour Norway. We meet the people. Welcome along to beautiful Norway.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Lawmakers on both sides of the aisle now saying the United States should reconsider its relationship with Saudi Arabia, following a report in the Washington Post which claims the CIA does believe the Saudi crown prince ordered the killing of journalist Jamal Khashoggi. Here's Democratic Congressman Adam Schiff.
It is certainly testing the proposition that the enemy of our enemy is our friend. Iran is an enemy. Saudi Arabia is important in pushing back against Iran. That doesn't make Saudi Arabia a friend. Our friends don't murder journalists.
He spoke on ABC's This Week. Republican Senator Lindsey Graham echoed his remarks on another Sunday program. The massive campfire in Northern California has now killed 77 people. Over 1,000 listed as missing. It may not be contained until at least November 30th. This is USA Radio News.
Were you scammed into signing a timeshare contract? And did you miss the part that said you have to pay for your great idea? Not only for the rest of your life, but when you're not here anymore, you get to pass this turkey onto your family for them to pay for the rest of their lives. Thanks, Dad. Don't burden your family down the road, and don't be stuck with expensive timeshare payments forever. Get out of your bad idea timeshare contract guaranteed or pay nothing. Call Resort Release today and learn for free how their timeshare exit team can help you legally exit your timeshare contract. They've helped thousands of people, and they're A-plus rated with a BBB. So if you feel scammed, get mad, and get out of your expensive timeshare contract right now, guaranteed. Call NOW.
800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. That's 800-586-7112.
I am a bully for energy.
Bully, bully.
Bully, bully. And it's not for any other reason than we need it.
Right?
So think about it. If you look at the energy needs of the United States, lifting a plane or, you know, cars or whatever it is, heating homes, you look at every single need for energy in North Dakota, I'm sorry, energy nationwide. And you're going to see a pie that if we use every single source we have, still doesn't get there. So then you rely on technology, which, of course, we've seen in North Dakota with the incredible innovation that's happened in the Bakken. I honestly don't think people really understand how significantly. I like to say it's like this. If you're looking at your iPhone, okay, or your Samsung 5 or your Google, whatever Google is now, or I can't even keep track of all of them, and you have your super duper smartphone, okay, which by the way made with petroleum products, and then next to that you have that big old bag phone. Remember the bag phone you'd plug in, you know, have the Velcro on the side, open that up and dial away. You know, that was it. That was kind of, you know, ooh, I got me a bag phone. Who brags about having a bag phone? But no, you have a bag phone, and so bag phone here, smartphone here. Okay, how long has that been? I think the first bag phone I saw, the big thing would have been about the time Wall Street was a big deal. The movie, remember that? The mid 80s, right?
Yep.
It'd be like the mid 80s.
All-time favorite.
So bag, yeah, it is. So remember that Gordon Gekko was on the beach with one of those big Rick phones. With the
greed
is good. Money never sleeps. Money never sleeps.
Exactly. So money never sleeps, pal.
You got the antenna coming out of the brick phone, and that's mid 80s. And then Zoom to iPhone, okay? 85 to 08. Well, crush that in about half. And that's what the oil and gas industry has done in devising a plan to use horizontal drilling and hydraulic fracturing to get oil out of rock. And then once they figured that out, to bring the time to do it down, the cost to do it down, to get more and more efficient, less of a footprint. Now they have these multi-site well, you know, pads, the well pads where they have 24, 36 and more well pads, which makes the energy grid better and the roads to get there. And it's great innovation. And there's 90% less impact now on the land because of horizontal drilling and hydraulic fracturing. Think of that. 90% less impact. It's amazing. Find out more about all of this at energyofnorthdakota.com. energyofnorthdakota.com. Next guest is Chet Pollard. Chet is the newly elected Republican House Majority Leader and joins us on our Newsmaker line. Chet, how you doing?
Scott, I'm doing well. Thank you.
Congratulations to you.
Thanks.
Have you thought about this a long time? And is this something you've always said, hey, if the opportunity ever presents itself, I'm going to run for leader, I want to do this? Has this been something you've been working on for a while?
This isn't something I've been working on for a while. You know, it enters into your mind as the years go on. And of course, the primary last June, you know, showed some things that possibly might happen. And so that thought kind of entered at that time, saying this is a possibility. But I didn't think about it as much as that, because the man I was supporting for majority leader was Al Carlson, and there was no doubt about that. So,
what do you bring that'll be different than you know, Al Carlson style? Obviously, every member is going to be different, every leader is going to be different. But what you know, as you look at Al's tenure and what you want to do, what will be different?
I think what you'll see different, Scott, is I'm going to bring more of a open door policy. You know, some people accused Al Carlson of having closed doors, of keeping his thoughts and his agenda to himself. When I would talk to Al, that was never the case. I always had good conversations with him, so I did not see that part of it. But if that's what people are thinking, I'm thinking my approach will be more balanced, will be more open. I think I'm going to try to build more consensus out amongst folks in the House caucus.
The you know, process of lobbying fellow members and getting a vote is obviously you know, a throw the elbows, rough and tumble kind of way. But I saw an article related to you know, someone saying that there was a rumor that one of your opponents, Mike Nathy, was going to, you know, shake up, you know, committee chairman and members of the Appropriations Committee, and that you know, scared some of you know, his supporters and went your way. And I guess they're assigning that to you or a supporter of yours. And I heard a lot about that this weekend from a number of legislators who are still upset about it. So obviously this is an issue you're still dealing with. What do you say to them?
You know, what I say to that, Scott, is I won the election. I have more votes. Are there going to be ill feelings about that? You know, the run for House Majority Leader happens right after Tuesday night when I went home with my wife. Her and I talked. I said, okay, I want to enter the race. Are you agreeable to that? And she said, yes. So then the next morning, I start making phone calls because there's 79 total House Republican caucus members. So you've got a week to do all this stuff. And so when I came forward to the nomination process and I got nominated, I told people what I was going to do. And at that time, I told them that as far as committee positions, I would not change that many. I would be changing a few. And what the other candidates were going to do, that was completely up to them.
And obviously a supporter of yours was telling them, it wasn't you telling them that, you know, there are chances played. So that's an important point. But nonetheless, obviously, you probably know this as well as anybody, there's a a rift between folks, and there's some hurt feelings here, and sometimes that takes some soothing. So even if this is on one of your supporters, you know, I the other thing I've heard, by the way, is ag versus urban, and unfortunately sort of driving that wedge. How do you smooth it over? What you know, going forward, what do you do to just put that behind you?
Scott, you know, basically that actually started Wednesday after the election. I've talked to Representative Ruby. I've talked to Representative Nathy not once, not twice, probably three times at least. You know, saying we've got to come together. I've got good relationships with those folks. I consider those two guys friends. So I would think that will work, but it takes time to heal. I would probably feel the same way if I would have lost the election. I didn't. And so I have to go there, and you have to build relationships with all these folks I've been building relationships with legislators for 20 years. And I think that's part of the reason why I got elected, is because I do listen and I'm willing to work with people.
The relationships between the House and the Senate over the last number of years has been a little bit tense, where, you know, Rich Wardner and Al Carlson haven't exactly got along, and, you know, a secret to no one. How do you need to change that? Will you try and change that? What's your relationship with Rich and the Senate?
I've met with Rich last Wednesday, Thursday, probably three times, talking about miscellaneous items, things we can agree on, things we might have some disagreements. In the room also was Senator Klein, who's the Senate assistant leader. So we had some discussions with that. Plus, I had Representative Lauser with me on one or two of those meetings. So we're starting that dialogue now. I see myself kind of being similar to Senator Wardner as far as talking, trying to get issues figured out. So I see that relationship working. We're not going to agree on everything by a long shot, but I see that relationship working. I think it's going to flourish. I hope so. But I also look forward to the debates with the Senate. I think that's how you get good policy.
Texter says, is this new House leader going to be more friendly to the Native American tribes than Carlson was?
I would not comment on that particular part as far as Representative Carlson. That's the feeling that some folks have about Representative Carlson. I won't say that. I would think I would be friendly to the Native Americans. I don't see why I wouldn't be. I just find that, no, I will be. I can't imagine that. I look forward to discussing with the tribes what their agenda is going to be. No doubt about that.
If you had to identify an issue that you will judge the next session on as a top priority, I absolutely want to get this done, and it will be something that will be significant for the Republican cause in North Dakota, a good attribute to talk about. What would it be? What's the biggest agenda item?
Well, the biggest agenda item is going to be the budget, because without the budget, we aren't going to be able to fund the other things like K-12 and our infrastructure. So we left the place. We set up as a legislature in previous sessions buckets to pull out of and funds like the budget stabilization fund. Now we've got those being replenished again. We still have to make sure our budget is going to work. I'm in favor more to make sure the programs we started last session and the sessions before, we got to fully fund those before we go into the next one. Then I would say I'd be working on especially infrastructure and our K-12.
Next question, I asked you earlier about Rich. What about the governor? How do you feel your relationship is with the governor, will be with the governor?
The last session, I was chairman of the Human Resources section of House of Appropriations. They always say that's one of those that aren't in the limelight very much. So my discussions with the governor and the lieutenant governor last session were minimal. I've already had a couple meetings with the governors. He's called me congratulating me on the election. I say it's meeting again, just like the Senate. Are we going to agree? Probably not, but we'll get that work worked out. But
Chip,
right now, I've met him and I enjoy the guy.
That sounds good.
I should say governor.
It's North Dakota. I think a governor can be a guy. In fact, there was once a governor guy. Anyway, that's another show. Chad, thanks for the time today. I look forward to many more conversations in the future, and we'll be there for all of the session. Looking forward to it. Take care.
Thanks, Scott. Appreciate it.
Leonard in Williston, you're next.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Hi, this is Kevin Pfeiffer with Pfeiffer's Auction Company. Pfeiffer's upcoming land auctions include exceptional crop, pasture, and hunting land auctions in Pembina and McHenry counties in North Dakota, a 1,700-acre crop farm in Daniels and Valley counties in Montana, a 3,400-acre ranch auction on the North Dakota-South Dakota border in Sioux County, North Dakota, an extensive truck, construction, and farm equipment auction in Steele, North Dakota on November 29th. Call Pfeiffer's 877-700-4099 or view all auctions at Pfeiffer's.com.
This life full of moments, big moments, small moments, and life's in-between moments. It's about missing out on nothing and celebrating everything. It's how we at First International Bank and Trust live first and have been for over 100 years. We help dreams come true, one customer, one moment at a time. First International Bank and Trust. Live first.
Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Agriculture and ethanol are one. How do we know? We talk to North Dakota farmers, like Michael Howell from Castleton. How much North Dakota corn goes to ethanol?
Well, the guys that are growing corn in our area, it can get as much as 50-60%. Again, they like having that extra market. Castleton's a growing community. Tharaldson Ethanol Plant's one of the largest taxpayers in Cass County. And then you've got the city tax, too, there for Castleton. It's helped build brand new schools, increased home development throughout the town.
Ethanol and agriculture are one, and they benefit small towns. North Dakota.
It's just a really good economic multiplier for these rural communities, and not just Castleton. Of the four other ethanol plants, they're all located in small towns. Those towns and communities are feeling the increased tax revenue from having those industries.
Keep listening for more conversations with North Dakota farmers about ethanol and agriculture. They're one. Find out more at ndethanol.org. ndethanol.org.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Sometimes you just don't have the time to get to where you want to go. You'd love to go over to High Plains Apache and Mandan or Frontier south of Fargo off I-29, right? Just can't get there. So I have a solution, folks. It's called, are you ready for this? The Internet. The Internet, Todd. Yes, the Internet. Yes.
Is that thing still around?
It is. Yeah, Al Gore invented it. Mm-hmm.
The day after he invented VHS recording, right?
Right, yeah. A quick sidebar, by the way. My wife and I first had a conversation via email. words, I hadn't met her yet. She sent me an email. I sent an email back. You know, then we're going back and forth, right? That's how we then eventually had lunch and, you know, and then all of a sudden, you know, engaged. And you,
Isn't that a Ricky Lee Jones song, Scott Ease in Love?
Met in March of 2001 and married in May of 2002. Anyway, the first Christmas letter, so it had been that in March, we, you know, exchanged an email and a conversation. So that Christmas, my mom, rest her soul, dear sweet Jeanette Hannon, Jeanette Arlene Hannon. So she sends an her, you know, Christmas card. She, you know, obsessed over a Christmas card every year. Had to be perfect, just everything in the letter. She says, Scott is engaged, she's telling, you know, family members, obviously, to a wonderful woman he met, Maria, on the internet. This is what she sends all the friends and family. I'm seeing, like, on the internet, like, I guess I ordered a Russian bride now. I don't know.
Well, Scott went trolling one night feeling lonely.
So we laugh
we
about
never
that.
Knew that about you.
Anyway, back
on
that
worked out.
You can get over to High Plains Apache. Then you can go online, highplainsapache.com. And they have a, you know, if you click the used equipment link, you're going to find some good deals right there. Like this 09 Apache AS715 I'm looking at that you could pick up for around $89,000. Really, really good deal, okay? 750-gallon poly tank with it. There's some 09, some 08s. There's a 2014 AS1020, 1,000-gallon poly tank on that one. You get that about $195, sharp one. So new and used, they have, of course, the new 40 series of Apache sprayers. Check them all out at highplainsapache.com. The Fargo Forums, a longtime editorial page editor, he's been a newspaper man for decades in North Dakota, Devil's Lake, then Fargo. Thinks anybody that doesn't live in Fargo is stupid. And you don't have to take my word for that. I'm not.
I already know I am.
Assigning that thought to him. He actually said it.
What?
Yeah. I'll share it with you. That's not.
Does he know Governor Doug Burgum lives in Bismarck? No.
Well, he doesn't care.
Oh.
If you're
I wouldn't
from
say that about the governor. I just wouldn't.
Anywhere other than Fargo, you're uneducated.
Oh my God. Mm-hmm.
Yep. You ever thought there was a, you know, imperial caste? Worse yet, this guy actually affects what's discussed in newsrooms. I have the story, ladies and gentlemen. You're not going to believe it. Stay tuned. Leonard in Williston. You're on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead.
Good morning, gentlemen. I had a pretty serious question. I hope that you know, you and your listeners will consider, and it has to do with sanctuary cities. And you know, California can become a sanctuary state, or you know, San Francisco can be a sanctuary city. Why can't North Dakota become a sanctuary state, wherein we just ignore federal income tax laws and we don't pay federal income tax here and we don't comply with it? I mean, they passed medical or legalized marijuana in Colorado, which is still against the federal law. And, you know, not that I'm saying that the federal government should do anything, but why can't we say we're not going to pay federal income tax in the state of North Dakota and not?
I think mostly because you wouldn't get a politician to put that forward and actually talk about challenging that and ending up in court, be back and forth. But it, the premise, I completely understand. I completely understand. You know, it's, you know. And they were so close, so close. And by the way, Heidi Heitkamp voted against this. I know the election's over, but she ran around crying a river over concerns on whether individuals with pre-existing condition would be covered. And she voted against a plan that would have given North Dakota per capita more money than any other state to solve every health care problem. And if she thinks the federal government is smarter then North Dakotans, she ought to get in a room with Jack Zaleski, who thinks if you're not from Fargo, you're stupid. I mean, because North Dakotans would be able to figure this out. It would be a done deal. And to your point, I agree. I joked one time to Ed Schaefer. I said, well, why not just secede from the union? What they're doing here is ridiculous. And he kind of like, you know, cringe.
Where can you get insurance to cover a pre-existing condition in any other aspect? If you own a truck and you get in a wreck, can you call up an insurance company and say, listen, I have this pre-existing condition with my truck. I need insurance. Where can you get that?
No, I know. And nobody even logically thinks of that. We're just entitled to it because it's health care. Whoa, wait a minute. I get it. And well, truth be told, politically, they figured out a way to do it. But I do think we have way too much of no insurance company got to cover that. No, you got to have that. Hey, health insurance is too high. Well, hello. You know, health care costs are too high because everything's free.
Exactly.
My insurance covers it. You know, my insurance covers it. This is wonderful. Thanks, Leonard.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Hi, I'm Elise Putlich of Putlich Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City. And when we say you drive, we'll ride with you, we mean we'll be with you every step of the way. For over 34 years, we've known the sale of a vehicle is the first step in making you a customer for life. We're family-owned and operated, and we care about our community and the people who live here. So experience the difference a car dealer can make at Putlich Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City, where customer satisfaction is our number one priority.
The MBI Rig team is growing. MBI Energy Services has immediate openings for experienced rig crews in Western North Dakota. Committed to safety and job satisfaction, MBI has received national recognition for safety excellence and recently named the 2018 Best Place to Work in the Oil Patch. MBI makes your safety their top priority, offers excellent pay, benefits, monthly housing allowance, training, advanced opportunities, and more. If you're an experienced forehand, derrick hand, rig operator, or supervisor looking to grow your career with an established local company, visit MBIEnergyServices.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
What if there was a social media network only for the conservative?
What if there was a social media network not only for the conservative right general public, but also a platform for conservative politicians and advertisers?
And what if the social media network was the only free speech network in existence?
There is. It's RightSocial.net.
RightSocial.net, a response to President Donald Trump's direct presidential order.
RightSocial.net, where you have the right to freely speak your mind.
RightSocial.net,
the right place to be.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-318-1251. That's 800-318-1251. 800-318-1251.